Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I'm so thankful and blessed to have this privilege and opportunity to bring the love of God with me on the line. Thank you so much to GQ Palace, Rich Money, and Lavina Polite, the executive producers, for inviting me here. And I tell you, we're going to go on a journey. We are going to go on a journey. So it's grateful and glad. I just want to start off with my very own testimony of what the Lord has blessed me with this week. I got a piece of mail, no return address or anything like that, and saying I've been touched to tithe into your ministry, and I'm going to bless you with a computer. I don't want to tell you who I am because I want to reward you secretly, and the Lord reward me openly. And you guys, at first I thought it was a joke, you know, because this is something I truly have been needing. And I'm sitting here with this brand new Lenovo computer. It's worth over $1,000, you guys. I mean, I can't believe, you know, God can't cease to amaze me. Just when I think he can outdo me, he outdoes me again. And just being diligent, just the way I walk in, do the things I do in the ministry, and just being by myself, it's hard to get people to tithe. You know, there's so many scams out here, so it's hard to trust someone to do what they say they're going to do with the money. So just to realize that there are still good people out there, just to realize that there is someone who cares, who can do selfless gestures like that, it's amazing. I've been on it all day. And I've been talking Lavina's ear off, everyone I come in contact with about my computer. That's so how happy I am for the blessing and the breakthrough, just to know how good God is. And he shows us when we are obedient and we trust him and we try and we just give him that patience and just serve him, he'll bless us with all that we need if we just seek him, continually seek his face. Even through the midst of the storm when it looks like we're not going to find him, he is going to be that ray of sunshine that we're going to need, that umbrella when we need it the most. He carry us. He will not let us fall. So I'm just grateful and thankful to God for continuously showing me his glory. Even when I don't deserve it, I thank him anyway. And that's my testimony for now. Thank you, Lavina.
Are you welcome. You're welcome, ma'am. Look, I am so happy for you because you have been waiting for a computer for a minute, and I'm happy for you. I'm truly happy for you. We have a prophet, our special guest, Prophet Marcus Dupree. We're going to bring him on the line with us. Okay. Prophet Marcus Dupree, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm just glad to be here. Praise God for the opportunity. And, well, thank you all. God bless you all for just even considering even to invite me in as a guest tonight. And all is well.
Amen. And we are happy to have you. It's an honor to have you on the show.
And, amen. Well, I just want to thank God for just once again just being here and even having an opportunity just to share the love of God as well. God has been doing some great things. It's been a great year for us. I'm also a pastor at Eagles Wings International Ministries in Ridgeland, South Carolina. So it's been my first year coming up in February, be first year anniversary. And God's been doing some great things. He's also been blessing the family. You know, we're growing also in numbers. So we have another addition coming to the family as well. So God has been doing some great things, and we're experiencing some different. This whole year has been a brand new experience, a new journey. So I'm just thanking God for just leading us on the pathway, and even for just doing what he's called us to do. There's no place like the will of God, and I just thank God for just being in his will. And things happen in his timing, and even in spite of all the stuff that happens, sometimes it feels like, well, where did that come from? Or how long, you know, is going to throw me behind? Or what? But, you know, sometimes you don't understand why certain things happen the way they do. But our steps are ordered. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. And that's, if anything I can say about this night, I could definitely say our steps are truly ordered by the Lord, and we're right now where we ought to be in him. And if there's anything that needs to be redeemed, well, he is the redeemer, and he will redeem the time. So just encourage you all out there to pursue the Lord with passion. You know, if you can't get anyone to believe, you know, who you are unless you show them who you are in Him. And you'll, when people see you are fighting for Him, they'll be willing to, more gladly to listen to who you're presenting to them. So I just thank God for just, you know, allowing us to come here and share the love of God, and even for the opportunity just to further the gospel, even add to the kingdom. Because it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me or anyone else, but it's all about the kingdom. The kingdom of God going forth. And that is when the, amen, that's what our focus is, you know, just to building up the kingdom and then going forth in His work. So, amen. Praise God. Thank you again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Is it time to bring a new caller on the line?
Yes, that sounds good. We're going
Amen.
To bring our first caller on. Welcome to Geeky Palace for Sunday. Hello, welcome to Geeky Palace Official Sunday. Garth, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You're here with Minister Sanders and Prophet Marcus Dupree?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Spiritual daughter there.
Yes.
Hey, that's my baby. That's my spiritual daughter there.
That's my baby. No, I back off Marcus.
Would you like to tell the callers a little bit about yourself or what you're thankful for or give a testimony this evening?
Well, my name is Martha Stevens. I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I go to Stop for Christ Fellowship Ministries. I'd like to thank God that I'm on the call tonight and that I just thank God for just opening up some doors this week. I thank God for my brother coming home yesterday from the mental hospital. I thank God for just everything in my life. I thank God for just letting me live another day. And I thank God for the gifts that He has given me. And I just thank God for what He's doing in my life and what He's about to do in my life. And I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm excited. I just thank God for everything that He's doing in my life.
Martha.
Yes.
Yes, for the callers that are listening that your age, who've been going through some things and battling with peer pressure, what would you say to encourage those callers, those teenagers? What would you say to encourage them?
Well, just like I say to my brother, when you are at school, don't get caught up in friends, because those friends ain't going to get you nowhere. They're going to just get you in trouble like they did to me. They think, I could do whatever I want to do. No, it's all about the kingdom, like Prophet Marcus said. And I just would just encourage y'all to just, to separate yourself and let God use you, let him come in your life and as you walk in the body of Christ.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Prophet Marcus,
yeah.
You'd
yes,
like
ma'am.
To echo that with the word of God, some encouraging words to the young daughter who's called in for encouragement and the others who are trying to come into their own of the Lord, and this is young people, and she's usually one
Amen.
Of our younger callers.
Amen. There's a couple of quick things I would definitely say. The first thing was that Paul said that we ought not measure ourselves by ourselves. In doing so, we are not wise. And I say that to say be the best you can be. There's an identity crisis going on in the body of Christ, and we must know who we are. Not to be so much followers of what everyone else is doing, but be a follower of Christ and be that example to let them see I'm not afraid to stand on my own or stand with Christ. I don't have to do everything that anyone else does in order to be accepted. I'm already accepted to the kingdom of our dear Father. Don't be afraid to stand against all odds. Don't be afraid to stand alone amongst those who are maybe your age. And then also, too, be bold. Be passionate about what you believe. Once again, because if you're not passionate about what you believe, no one else will be. And don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of our Christ. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. You know, be bold in what you believe in. Because the world's going to be bold about what they believe. They can say all kind of languages and stuff like that. They can be bold about it. So why can't we be bold about Christ and really mean what we say and say what we mean without taking anything back? So even to the young people, you know, continue to stand for him. Because when you make a stand for God, he will always make a stand for you. Amen.
I would probably encourage them to go, or just like somebody texted me the other day by a random number, and I was like, God bless you. And she's like, who is God? I said, the one that created heavens and earth, and it's in the Bible. She said, what is the Bible? I said, it's the Bible that the disciples wrote for you to look at it. And Moses and all of them. And it was like, okay. So, like, I would probably, because I invited her to church, if she wanted to know about God, I would, me personally, I would go over there and I would teach them, just, like, discipline them in the way that God would want me to tell them about it. I would probably actually just ask them, do you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And if they don't, I would just say, God bless you and have a blessed day. That's probably what I would say. Or maybe you should come to church with me and my pastor will talk with you about it. That's probably what I would say.
And I ask that question because I work with children, and I work with children from the age of 13 to 19 years old. And a lot of them don't go, you know, to church. But they can tell you every single, they can tell, I mean, when I tell you all the hip-hop songs, they can sing them. They can sing them, dance them, you know. And I'm asking them, like, all right, well, what do you think about this? You know, because you can't really try and get into religion with them at the house. You have to just really just, you know, talk to them and, you know, see exactly, you know, how, where they're headed. Pretty much, like, is this something that they're interested in, or, you know, and a lot of them are just interested in, like, going out and, you know, hanging out with their friends, you know, around that age, and a lot of them, they don't have, like, the solid foundation where they're growing up in church. They're pretty much just, you know, living life, you know, day to day as a teenager. So that's why, you know, that's why.
Well, can I add on to that?
Sure.
Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just excited. Let's say, I don't listen to the hip-hop. I don't even know what the hip-hop sounds like to me. If I do, then I block it from my ears because I know I'm a child of God. I know I got the Holy Ghost, and I need to act like I got some sense in my life. Last year, I'm going to tell you the truth. You couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me stop fighting, stop cussing. Stop doing this, stop doing that. And even I had the Holy Ghost since I was 8 years old, but I finally realized in the summer when I started praying more, I stopped cussing, I separated myself from the friends that had drama in their life.
Okay.
And I said, God, elevate me to a level that you that I've never been before. Just get me in a place and just let me go with the flow. Just let me worship. I want to worship. I want to do your will. I don't want to do what Martha want to do, but I want to do what you want me to do. I mean, just like when the devil tried to take my brother. No, it couldn't happen because God has something in store for him, and it's not going to work. But because God had a plan for him, the reason why he went through it is in order to give somebody else his testimony that he lived through that.
Mm-hmm.
For the reason, for the people that don't know me, I'm a very true woman of God. I don't know why. But I just think for the, all the stuff that I've been through this week alone, I mean, the devil's just been working hard and working hard. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to let the devil steal my praise because I know what God has in store for me after this storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I don't care what people say in the school. And God worked in the school all week this week. I thank God. He worked in one of the teachers. And because she was like, I asked her, and I said, I need to pray for you. My spirit came over there, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just going over there and say, I need to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. She said, can you do it right now? I said, yeah, sure. Is there something specific that you need to be praying for? She said, an unspoken. She said, I just need a hug. I don't think I would have to go to a younger child, but the child, a little child should lead them. And when I see little kids, like not even my age, like 3 years old and 2 years old speaking in tongues, that really breaks my heart because I really wanted to go back to when I was 2 years old so I can praise God, and I couldn't do that because I couldn't talk. But I thank God when I was 7, I got healed. And when I got healed, I said, God, I'm going to do your will, and I'm not going back to where I was. So I got to say I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Amen. God, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Call you Prophet Martha, because I tell you the Lord is speaking to you. Prophet Martha's Dupree.
Yes.
We're about to go to a song, but when we come back from the song, I want to ask you a question. Who is God? That was a wonderful question. Someone asked her, but it really needs to be explained, who is God and what his purpose is for our lives. And that's not a question just to answer quickly. I believe it's time for a song. We're going to go to a song while the Lord deal with you on that. And when we come back from the song, we'd like for you to explain that to the callers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just stay on the line, everybody.
When I felt the Spirit
that was actually the Manhattan's a new exclusive track, because on Fridays we have DC Powers Love and Entertainment, where Rich Money interviews like up and coming artists, pioneers, and for those of you who are familiar with the Manhattan, that's one of their new songs that's out. It's called For the Love of God. Is everybody there? Prophet
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to bring another caller on, and then actually, we're not going to bring another caller on. Prophet Marcus Cree, if you want to answer the question, who is God?
Amen. Who is God? If I was to tell the person who knows nothing about the Bible or nothing to relate to with God, I would just say, take a deep breath. Now let it go. He's the one to put that breath in you. If you look around, you can see the trees move, but you can't see the wind, but you can feel it. But he's the one that's blowing the wind on you. He's the one that calls life where there is no life. He's the one who spark life where there's some things missing, with dying. He's the one. He's the purpose. He's the one who gave you a purpose to live, even though you may not know the purpose, but that you're here for a reason. God is simply he's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that give us life, and our life come with a purpose to worship him, to serve him, and to experience him in such a way. We all have been created with a vacuum pouching us for worship. You know, a place, so we've been created to worship. The thing is, we're going to worship someone or something. And we've been created to worship him, the all-sufficient one, the almighty God. And, you know, so even though we may not know it, that's why you may get you a brand new car by finding yourself on Sunday morning instead of going to church. You may find yourself in the yard washing your car, looking at just at all how much, oh, I love this car. But really, you should be loving God like that. And that's the one who we come to know by opening up our heart and realizing you weren't just didn't appear, or you didn't come from an ape. You didn't evolve from an ape. You just didn't happen by osmosis or just add water. But there was someone who actually, there was a great mind that you came from the mind of a God, mind and heart of God. Before this world was ever created, you were already created in him. You know, so he is the one that that gives you the reason to live. Some people may live through life right now feeling they don't know why they're here. They feel like, I'm just existing. Well, if you're not connected to God, then you are just existing. You know, you're like a dead man walking unless you connect to the Father. And when you're connected to the Father, now that's why he can say you can do all things through him, because now your purpose comes from the Father. You can buy a brand new TV. You have a problem with the TV. The store said, well, I can't help you. You might have to go back to the manufacturer. He is the one who created you. He's the manufacturer. That's the one who we connected to. That's the one, that's the guy, because he knows exactly how he made you and why he made you the way you are. He knows you better than you know yourself. Before you made that last move, he knew you was going to make that move. So who is God? He is the one who's watching over you. He is the one who, even though he may see you go through your pain, your hurts, but yet he's still right there. He never left. Even when you won't acknowledge him, he's still there. He cannot be denied. He is God. He's everywhere at one time. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. There's nothing anyone can do to change that, because he is God.
Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. I love the way you explained and articulated that. What would you say to someone, as the question, Prophet Marcus, for you, what would you say to someone who, now that you told them who the Lord is and they are seeking him, and so far they're doing what they should be doing as far as seeking him, and then some trials and tribulations start to happen to them, and they wonder, well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, why am I going through? Why is God doing this to me? We hear this a lot. Why is God doing this to me? how would you explain to this person?
Well, it'll be plain and simple like this. I would take to Jeremiah 18 to let him see, first of all, the potter and the clay. Right now, you just because you came to the Lord, well, you are a lump of clay that's put on the board. You have to be shaped, made, molded, even thrown into the fire. It's all part of process and you becoming who God has called you to be. All of us, we can't exempt it. I mean, we're not exempt of it. We all have to go through this process. See, you and your raw material, you know, God can't really use you the way God can use you where you are. He can use you in whatever state. But to get you to your infinite purpose, to get you to that place where you've been designed to go to, it's a process to get there. And so, of course, you're doing everything you know to do is right. And so that also qualifies you why not go through something. Job didn't do anything wrong, but Job had to go through. See, what you're going through today, God can use that tomorrow to be a blessing to someone else. So that's why you be encouraged to go through. When you're faced with trials on every hand, that's why you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You stand in the midst of the fire, the burning fiery furnace, even like the Hebrew boys. Even in the midst of it all, you still come out, still don't even smell like smoke, not even smell like smoke. And that's how God is. He's so awesome because this process is necessary. Process is necessary in order for you to get to be who He's called you to be. Everyone may not be called for the pulpit, but you've been called to be someone in Him. So even as you going through that process and becoming, the process of becoming is a tedious process. It's a process that if you had your choice, you would never go through it. If you had your way, you'd probably get out of it. But it's a process that is necessary, the process of becoming who God has called you to be. And that's why no two people processes alike. As much as we may look alike, our process is going to be so different. Where He may turn the heat up on one area, He may turn the heat down for me because of who He's called me to be, who He's ordained me to be. So the process of going through the trials and tribulations of life is necessary. In brick mason, people, they have what they call, when they use it, this little tool they call a trowel. A trowel, they use it to straighten out stuff. They use scoop some stuff here and put it there. They use to adjust whatever it is that they're working on, the area they're working on. And so that's what trials and tribulation come into play. Trials come to adjust you, come to shape you, come to cut some things off, come to add some stuff to you. See, it's a process. No longer should you just look at it just going through. Well, you're going through to get somewhere. So it's a process. You have to go through this thing. You cannot escape the process and become who God has called you to be. It is necessary. It is essential, and we must go through it. Is it uncomfortable? Yes, it is. Does it feel good? No. Does it even look good? Probably not. But it's necessary in order for you to get to where you need to go to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Savina, did you have any questions for us? Ask them another question.
No, I was actually going to go to a song real quick, and then we're going to we have another caller that just called in. So we'll go to another. We'll go to a song first, and then we'll bring that caller on.
Just one question. Yeah.
Now, of course, I'm sure everybody, that was What If God Was One of Us off the Diary of a Mad Black Woman soundtrack.
Yeah.
So anyone that's watched that movie, I'm sure you've heard that song. And that's how, that's a power, that's definitely a powerful song. So we're going to go to a caller real fast. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. That's all I can say. I'm blessed. I survived Sandy, so I'm blessed.
Yes. You, our new co-host, Minister Teresa Sanders, and
okay.
Special guest Prophet Marcus Dupree on the line with you. And
how you two doing?
Hey, doing great.
Good. All I can say is I'm blessed. Made it through the storm, and I stayed still, Minister Teresa, like he told me to.
Man.
I'm here to talk about it today.
All right. I was worried about you, sis.
Yeah, I mean, it hit our area pretty bad. We were without the electric for like 5 days. But, you know, it could have been worse.
Right.
You know, and so I just thank God that, you know, I'm alive and well.
Amen.
But I told you, Levine, I was going to stand still. I stayed still.
You know, Levina would have ran away. She said that. See, T had called in last Sunday, and it was going to stand. He was just starting up, you know. And she said that, you know, they're evacuating around her area because she lives like near the water. And she said that God told her to stand still. So, because I know, she, I said, is God saying stand still, or is he saying stand still? Because if they're evacuating near my home and I'm by the water, I'm going. You know, if God said stand still, then yes, I'm going to stand still. But if it's me just being, you know, selfish and stubborn, you know, I'm running.
Yeah, she knows I can be stubborn as all get out. And that's why she said, did God say it, or you saying you stand still? But I prayed about it. He told me to stand still. That's what I did.
You know, well, we know the power of God, sis, because we were thinking, Lord, if she told herself to stand still with a little tornado coming, she's going to take a full ride.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, like I said, we got it bad, you know. It's just blessed that, you know, it didn't, like, the trees wasn't, like, right here in my, you know, little community. It was around, like, maybe 500 feet, but it stayed away from me. And I'm just, you know, I just feel blessed. You know, my family, you know, was trying to call. They couldn't get in contact. So, you know, that kind of, like, worried them because the cell phones, everything was down. We couldn't get no calls in or out. But, you know, like I said, I just thank God. I'm still having, like, problems with my internet and phone and everything like that, but that's minor. I got me. I'm here. So,
yeah.
I don't care about that phone and the internet, you know. And I just feel blessed. And, you know, thanks, everybody, for thinking about me and everybody praying for everybody. You know, not just me, but for everybody. And, you know, it's still a lot of lost souls out there that didn't survive the storm. But I, like I said, I just thank God that, you know, we made it, you know, because it could have been me.
Yes.
It could have been me.
That's I'm telling you, I was in the house too, and I was watching the TV. I said, is that me up on that roof? Yeah. Jersey too, and you know she is from Jersey.
Yeah.
Just looked and I kept looking. I said, okay, we tried to call her, we couldn't get through. I haven't heard from her. I wonder if she's okay. You know, so we were sitting and praying about it. And next thing you know, we saw the news, and I'm looking. I'm like, Jersey. And then I seen a couple people that were up on the roof, and she's holding it. She lives on the second floor.
But you know what? What's so strange about this whole thing? Because my daughter couldn't get through, she called the police. The fire department came over here, came in my window. I had went to the neighbors, though, you know, because she was home alone. So she asked me to come over there, just a few feet away. And we seen the fire truck and everything like that. That was like that Wednesday. Lo and behold, little did I know that they were going up in my home. And she had called them and said, will you please check on my mom because she's probably in there passed out and something has happened to her. And the lady came around the corner and she said, well, the fire department was just in your house. Are you okay? I said, the fire department? And they actually got the ladder, came up to the window. My neighbor told me, said they was calling my name. They didn't hear anything. That's when he came in. And he came right out and said, well, nobody's there. And when I was able to call her Friday, she just broke down and started crying because that's what happened to her. She's seen it on TV.
Right.
And the little place that's not far from us. So, you know, she really, really got upset. And that's when she called the police and everything. And I'm like, but Key, baby. She said, Mom, I don't want to hear but. You know,
wow.
So I was like, oh, my God. My family said they were trying to call from West Virginia, you know. And I'm like, well, I'm okay. Yeah, I am okay. But we couldn't get no calls out. We couldn't even dial 911 if we wanted to.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to emergency calls, you know, on your phone? I guess once that electricity went out, that was it then, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the towers, everything. Everything. When it must have hit the train start falling, it must have hit the transformers because the sky just lit up. The sky lit up, you know. So, it was trying times, but I'm just blessed and real blessed,
yeah.
Real blessed.
Hey,
and,
Lord.
You know,
I just
want to say I'm still praying for those that's without and that went through more than I did.
I know that's right.
You know, because a lot of people lost their lives. They lost their home. I think the count in Jersey is up to 30.
Okay.
You know, and it's a couple of them from right around in my media area. So, you know, like I said, I just feel blessed, and that's my testimony.
Amen.
Testimony.
We're happy that you are good. We're happy that, you know, you can talk to us and everything worked out well for you.
Yes.
I just knew I saw you on the roof. I really did. I really did. You know, I'm like, is that you? You know. But I think that, you know, I've still been praying, you know, hard because, you know, where I work, there's so many people that their cars was in their garage.
Wow.
Or, like, cars that's, like, $70,000, you know, and only thing they kept complaining about was, you know what, the house has a little bit of damage, but those cars are totally completely, and, you know, some of these people live on the water. And they were explaining that, you know, in New York, they stopped having the flood insurance.
Mm.
So now they're trying to figure out, okay, how are they going to recover from it, because they're like, all right, well, this is an act of God. It's not like it was, you know, a car accident or nothing like that. So everyone's, you know, trying to figure out, okay, who's going to help you what, and, you know, trying to find connections and, you know, ways to get around it pretty much to get them, you know, back to normal.
FEMA. Right. They better hope and pray FEMA. FEMA may pick it up. I don't know. They already declared like emergency aid here already in Jersey. You know, because so many people, you know, lost like food. We had to use the gas even just to heat, you know, because it was cold. Mm-hmm. And thank God they didn't turn the gas off, because we would have been up the creek, because we wouldn't have had no way of heating unless just staying up under the cover.
Right.
You know, so for 5 days, that's all we had was candles, water, you know, and you couldn't find no food, so that was out the question. You know, and once the food started going bad, you couldn't cook it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we survived. And that's all that matters to me, you know. I'm here to talk about it.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Lavina, but the Lord is leading me a scripture for the callers who, just to give them faith in God.
Okay.
Coming from the book of Luke, chapter 6. The book of Luke, chapter 6. One of what you did is manifest. The word of God is being manifest. And I thank God for you calling in, sis, you know, giving us the confirmation of when you listen to the voice of the Lord, how you stood still, what happened. Luke chapter 6 and verse 47, starting there. Whosoever comes to me and hears my things, this is Jesus talking, and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Listen to this. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not is like a man that is without foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. So see, because it was the Lord in fact speaking to you, says, and do your faith, because you truly believe that God can do what he said he was going to do, even though we were joking and stuff, like, you know,
right,
on the call,
right.
You know, you was like, no, it was God. And so because you, when you know what you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you stand still, you're on that solid foundation. So when Sandy came and he don't look at your house, look at you. You might have been weary. You may have went through a little trial, no light, you know, no water for
right,
a little bit.
Right,
and everything. But like you just said, I'm here. You stood. Oh, my God. Righteousness is never forsaken.
Wow, they gave me chills.
Forsaken. The Lord came and sustained you because your house was built upon that rock, and that rock was your faith in God. So I just want to get that out there, just to know the word of God is true, and you are living glory. Not many people would know what you did, and I'm not going to be lying to you on this call. If I've seen a hurricane coming, you know, I get in my way a lot of times. So okay, you know, it's a basement down there, Lord Jesus. But the Lord told you to stand still. And, you know, I hate to admit that as a minister, but you've got to be transparent sometimes. When we serve a God that's omnipresent, we have to be.
No, that's right.
He knows the heart. So that you encouraged me. I just want you to know that you encouraged me.
Oh, thank you.
To stand stronger in my faith, and to know when God says stand still, it doesn't matter if all hell is breaking loose around you.
Mm-hmm.
You
know that's right.
You're not going to be touched. No harm will come to you. So
yes.
I thank God for you, sis.
Come on.
And I thank God for you guys. I mean, you know, I just thank God, period, for being who he is. And, you know, every day that he blessed me, you know, to even just open up my eyes. Yeah, whatever was lost, the food, I don't even care about that. That can be replaced. I can't. So, you know, that's why I said I'm just thankful to be here and to even tell you all about the experience that I've, first time I ever went through. I've never been through anything like this, but I weathered the storm.
Amen.
Right? Through God's grace. That's who it was through.
Amen.
We're going to go to a song real fast, and when we come back, if we can talk about patience. Because right now, there's a lot of people out there. I'm not sure where everybody is from, But there's a lot of people out there right now where we're actually running out of gas. When I say
yes,
gas stations have a line that's like 8 blocks long. It's
And
that's the gas station, you know, and they're saying it's supposed to get better. So if we can just touch on patience.
Well, actually, it's supposed to be another storm coming through here Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I'm a stand still again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm standing still. I mean, honestly, I was real scared at first, but I'm not scared no more. I'm not.
Right. Well, you know, because
if it wasn't for God, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming on Wednesday is nothing compared to Sandy. That's
exactly.
Amen.
We're used to that, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, everything else that we're not, you know, to. But we're going to go to a song real fast, and when we come back, Minister Sanders and Prophet Marcus, if you can just touch on patience. I'm sure you guys will have a word for that in a second. But we're going to go to a song real fast. Everybody just stay on the line.
Okay.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands
oh.
to give you
Yes.
Amen.
There we go. Prophet Marcus Dupree, if you can touch on patience, what would you, not just, you know, during this the process of Sandy, but just in general, what would you explain to someone about patience? How would you explain it?
Since you asked me, what would I say to someone while they, since they're going through the storm?
Yeah, like just
not just, you know, this storm, but using like this storm as an example for, you know, people who are still, you know, out of power and, you know, you don't have water and you're at home, you know, what would you tell them? Man, you know, the funny thing is where I grew up in South Carolina, we've gone through some different storms and even non-storm situations where I've been faced with, my family was faced with not having no water and stuff like that. We had to go through some survival skills to live. And, you know, and I look back at those things, experiences now, I take the best from it, you know, because that's why I tell my wife in the hobby now, if you hot, turn the AC on. If you cold, turn the heat on. We paid for it, we might as well use it. I'm not going to suffer again because I know what how it feels not to have it. You know, you have the heat going on in the house, and because the house wasn't properly sealed, you're looking at the heat go out the house, and it's like, oh, God, you got to go to bed fully clothed. And the water pump wasn't working, so we had to go to the top of the hill and go to my grandmother's house and carry water, bring it down to the house. So, you know, we've been through some stuff like that, and you know what? And you'd be surprised how much that stuff can make you. How much it takes you to another level of being grateful and thankfulness. It causes you to really count your blessings one by one. It causes you to see how good you really do have it, you know, compared to other people. And even just standing in the storms of life, I want to read this scripture in brief. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Every time I hear about things like that, I'm reminded of this. Excuse me, chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. We are hedged and pressed. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. We are hedged and pressed in on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. We are pursued, persecuted, and hard driven, but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed, always carrying about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection life of Christ also may be shown forth by in our bodies. So as I think about those things, the trials, you know, just going through with the perseverance, I learned to stand relentless. I learned not to give up or give in to situations when it gets real hard, because this stuff is making you. Understand this. Everyone who goes through those storms, you've been selected to go through that. You know, you've been kind of predestined to stand your ground to go through this. And you somehow, some crazy way or another, it's going to work out for you. It's going to work out to your account, to work out to your good. It's going to work out in your process of becoming who God has called you to be. And even in that process, God is yet using you. God is building you. And, you know, the worst thing you can do is quit in the midst of the storm. That's why whenever I'm facing the storm, I'm riding through, I never stop. I may slow down, but I keep going. Everything is symbolic. It means something. Everything is, like my apostle always loved to say, she said, everything is a test. Everything is a test. So I keep that in mind to know that I have to keep going forward, you know. And when you go through these hard points in life like this, you may have questions. But, you know, it's okay to ask questions, guys. It's okay to ask questions. But just don't forget who God is. You know, God, he allows it, but you may consider it. And he knew you was going to go through before you went through it. He knew how much you could stand. And so you can't look at someone else's go through and compare it to yours because their process is different. And so I'm just encouraged by, you know, hearing, you know, how people have stood the test and gone through, even when it seemed crazy, you didn't know what to do, but just standing your ground, trust me, God honors that. Because that shows that you trust your God. And you may see, you know, how people say it's a method to the madness. You may not understand why it all happened the way it did, but through it all, God is still faithful. He's still faithful because you're still here. And that's the thing you get from it. You are still here to tell about it.
Yes.
Amen. And then, you know, God can use this to be a blessing to someone of how you still, you were relentless, you refused to die, you refused to give in. You could have just said, you know what, we ain't going to make it through the storm, it was going to just end it all. But you didn't do that. You didn't do that. And it took everything. People think being a Christian is weak. But actually being a Christian, it's very, you have to be strong to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of things you go through. Everyone else don't go through. For some reason, it seemed like they'd be having new ideas of different trials to throw to me. I'm like, are you serious? Is this even legal? Come on, God. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, where did that come from? I've never seen anyone go through that. Why? Okay, all right. So I just learned to stop asking questions and say, okay, God, you with me. I'm going to make it through. I'm shaking my head at it, but I'm going to press on through. Okay, praise God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say this. Papa Marcus, were you done?
Yes, I'm finished. Praise God.
This answers add on what the Lord is putting in my spirit. While we are so impatient, first I want to thank you, Lavina, for asking that question. It's a wonderful question. You know why a lot of us are impatient? Because the world has really gotten in its own way that God's grace and mercy, the reason the Lord died is for us who sin so we can sin freely and use his name when we're in trouble and his grace and mercy is going to cover us. I actually had a heated discussion with a lady about this. She said, well, we're under grace now. If we sin, all we got to do is confess it to God and tell him that we're sorry. And his grace and mercy covers us. That's what he died for. And I said, oh, my sister, you're sorely mistaken. God's grace and mercy are for those who take up their cross and follow him. They have to take up their cross. Thus says the Lord in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. So the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. Deny anything that you're talking about with someone feeding you. And the next, take up his cross and follow him. That means you're going to suffer and go through things. You're going to suffer. You know, I love what the prophet just said. It's not easy. The devil come up with all kind of ways. You know, everyone's looking to discredit the ministers, discredit the body of Christ. They want to look for an excuse, you know, so they don't have to be patient. They want to go all around that straight gate. But thus says the Lord, you have to enter into that straight gate. But few of us are going to find it. Many are going to search for it. Broad is that road going to hell. But that straight, narrow gate is very narrow, and few are going to find it because they don't want to be patient. They want to believe, well, God's grace and mercy, his faith, his belief, everything is going to be freely given. Yes, the truth is he did die for those who sinned. You know, he died for the unsaved, the ungodly, so that you may have a reason for you may have a way to pray, to use his name to carry the prayer into. But he didn't die so you can say, oh, well, Lord, I'm going to go and freely sin, and I'm going to do this. And because I confess to you and I tell you I'm sorry, you just going to forgive me, and I'm going to keep on going. Remember, God can discern your heart. He goes past words. He can discern your heart. And he is not going to be taken in vain, because if that was true, then that means everything Jesus went through, that means we must be better than him because he suffered. He came here and suffered every infirmity that man could go through, every weakness he put on. And he took his cross up. He took his cross up. And he bared that cross, okay? Mm-hmm. And, but if you want to follow, you have to take your cross up and bear. He told Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. So see, that you got to come from under the flesh, from under every other voice. Block out every voice and hear the Lord. Hear the Lord's voice. So we definitely, but that's the reason why so many of us are so impatient, because of that. People preach these sermons to scratch itching ears, to fill collection plates. Everyone's looking for a blessing from God. They don't want to look at, I don't know how many people are coming and say, God, I'm not even asking you for anything today. I'm just going to thank you for what you already did. Lord, I just want to praise your name today. But everyone want to come with an ulterior motive for God. They want to bargain with God. Lord, if you do this for me, well, I'll do that. Oh, my God. I tell you, Lord Jesus, who are we? We have nervous people. I've done that so many times. Lord, well, if you just do this for me, I'll do that. As if, like the prophet was saying when he was describing God, when you breathe in and out, that's God. If he don't do anything else, he's done enough already. You know? You know, Marcus, if you want to chime in on that,
Yeah, I mean, because you know, a lot of people, even let's even go a little deeper, because you know, some people want to be a minister, they want to be a prophet, they want to be an apostle, but you know, those titles go through just a test.
Oh, no, that's right.
There's
come on.
You know, I mean, there's a price you got to pay. It ain't cheap now with God. I'm sorry. This is not the bargain. It's called bargain store with God. Oh, you won't pay a price, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's why it's like, you know, well, you know, you're a prophet. You mean you don't think I paid for a price for this? I didn't. First of all, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this to happen. But then at the same time, okay, I've been graced with this opportunity with God, okay, but then I still have to go through. So you don't go through that. Well, just because I don't show you or tell you I'm going through that, that don't mean I'm going through nothing. You know,
right.
You have to Second Timothy told me, be enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We have to endure this stuff. We have to endure hardness. God ain't raising no wimps in the kingdom. I mean, you know, people, that's just hard truth. God wants us to stand. If Jesus, well, just imagine if Jesus acted the way some of us act right now. We're still, oh my God, that promise to the cross would have happened so long ago. Jesus, Father, I don't want to go through that. Those nails are hard. Did you see what you did to me? I mean, you know, come on. Just imagine Jesus going through them changes like that. I mean, just crying for every little thing. That would not be a good sight. Lord Savior.
Amen.
Come on. So we have to pay a price. You know, it's the anointing cost. I want to be anointed. Okay, that's going to cost you.
Yes.
It's not coming cheap. And so, you know, when we go through this thing, that's why we have to go through as a good soldier, because, even through your going through, your attitude has to be right. See, you can't have a wrinkle up face every time something goes on. You know what? Sometimes you just have to bless God. Go in worship. Sometimes you just have to say, forget it all, God. You know what? The presence of life trying to come on me. But you know what? That's the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is temporary. It's conditional. Joy of the Lord is my strength. That's a state of mind. That's spiritual. That's why you have to be in that state of joy. You have to hold on to your joy. That's, you know, Jesus said that your joy may be full in him. You know, he wants you to operate in this joy. Because it's going to take joy to get you through some of these trials and tests and tribulations, because you have to look beyond. Jesus looked beyond the cross to the joy that was beyond that. He saw you and I being saved. He saw us being brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. All those things was passion. That filled his passion to go through the cross and do the process of the cross. See, why we have to look beyond what we're facing today. See, you heard you going through the process today, but tomorrow, just imagine how many lives are going to be blessed by your testimony that you stood the ground. You kept trusting the Lord. You didn't give up on God. You stood with God. You allowed God to do exactly what he needed to do in you. You've been proven. See, people don't want to be proven. You have to be proven, my friend. You have to be proven by God. You don't think God knew that Job was going to go through something when he allowed Satan to attack him? But he knew. Have you considered? God said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Martha? See, you've been selected. You've been selected by God to show forth his glory. But sometimes, sad to say, some of us, we try to find the easy way out and take the back door, but it ended up catching up with you sooner or later. Because there's no way you can cut God's class and think you can pass on, doesn't it? God don't believe in no child left behind. I'm sorry. You can try to cut his class all you want, but you will have to face that test sooner or later. I'd rather go through with him than try to go through against him. Glory.
Right. Amen. Praise God. He's right about
Can
that.
I say
just a moment, Martha. Just a moment.
Okay.
I'll let you speak. I didn't want it. I'm going to be honest with you, and the Lord put that calling on me as far as being in the ministry. I didn't want it. I'm going to be honest with you guys because I see how people, they really catch the devil, y'all. They really, everybody's looking for an excuse. Well, I know she don't live. They telling us to do this, and I know she ain't living right. I know he ain't living right. He's telling me to do this, but he probably drinking. Every time I go pay money in church, I wonder what the pastor's going to do with this money. I'm probably paying for his car, and I keep driving. All kinds of stuff in your head, you know? And so I prayed about it because I knew, and it does come with a price. Our Jesus labored. Jesus didn't have to do what he did, you know? But he came here, and he showed us how to walk back out in the spirit with him, you know. So he went through things. I mean, they spit on him. They locked him up, you guys. They did all kinds of things to Jesus. But he still took his cross up, and he bared it. He suffered these infirmities. And so we can't be, if we don't have to do the work, that means the Lord's putting us above himself. You know, and we have to understand no servant is greater than their master. So it does
Amen.
Come from Christ, but we can appreciate it. And it's not a love of God. It's not a request. This is a commandment. The Lord commands us to do this. He commands us to do this. So we got to get it in our head that it's not our will for our lives. It's the Lord's will, and he's our only choice. Then and only then will we be saved. Do we truly get it? Amen. Praise God. Martha, what's your question?
No, I was just to add on to what y'all said. I was impatient. Like, I'm impatient. So, like I'm impatient in the spiritual because I really wanted to do the will of God. I was saying, why aren't you letting me do it now? I want to do it now. Like, I was on the ball. Like, I just wanted to do it. But God said, it's not your time yet. Get yourself together. You're going to be right at there. I said, wow, I just want to do it now. Come on, man. And, you know, it's just the fact that you got to be patient. And I was like, oh, crap, I forgot. And, you know, I just started being patient. And that's how God works. He's just like, when you are, that's when you get patient. You're, like, not expecting it. But when you're not expecting, that's where it comes. And, you know, sometimes it's just so hard for us to be patient, especially as us teenagers. It's like, we're just impatient, and I thank God for patience now. But I asked God 3 years ago, I said, give me patience. And he got me some patience to get over. And I said, God, don't give me no more patience because it's the worst thing I ever asked. I said, Lord, have mercy. But I just thank God that he allowed me to have patience instead of being impatient because when you're not patient, it's like you're not doing no work. And the Bible says faith without works is dead. I was having faith, but I wasn't doing no work. Like, I wasn't studying my word. I wasn't being obedient. I still had an attitude, but I wanted to do it. And when I got rid of the attitude and I got in my word and started studying more, that's when God said, okay, now it's the time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I just want to thank God for giving me a lot of patience, let me tell you. And, you know, those of you
Amen.
Who know me, I do. I ask God to help me with my tongue, you know. And he has definitely helped me, and he continues to help me, and especially when it comes down to, you know, my type of employment that I have, you know, working with, you know, the young, you know, the young teenagers and stuff. I ask for a lot of patience. You know, because I have to remind myself from time to time that, you know, these children are not my children, you know, but I treat them as if they're my children. And in doing so, I have to make sure that, you know, when I speak to them a certain way, even though, listen, y'all, these patients are, I've never met any like this. You know, I've never in my life so far met any, you know, kids the way, you know, these kids are. So I thank him for giving me patience. I truly thank him. I need it, you know. I definitely need it, you know, because these are, you know, trouble teens. These are, you know, citations, as they say. You know, so you have to always remember, you know, where you are at all times and what type of history that they have. I asked for the topic of patience, you know, only because patience is so near and dear to my heart, you know, and I think that in seeing a lot of things on a daily basis, a lot of people just practice patience, you know, a lot more, you know, than they do, including myself. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a song real fast, and then we have a caller that we're going to go to, okay?
Amen.
All right, hold on.
Of the Lord, I've been
free, delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I've found joy,
free,
grace,
and favor.
was Will DeMonte, I Won't Go Back.
Hello.
Amen.
All right, we're going to go to a caller real fast. Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm fine. How's everybody doing tonight? Wonderful, Shelly. Good to hear from you. I'm glad to be on. Honestly, I'm glad to be on. I'm blessed right now. First and foremost, I just want to say bless up to everybody. And the last show that I was speaking on last week, I expressed that I don't know the Lord like I should. So here I am again, person one. So bless up, everybody.
That's right. Amen. And we are happy to have that again. Tonight, we're here with Minister Teresa Sanders. She's our co-host for DC Palace, and we also have special guest Prophet Marcus Dupree on the air tonight as our special guest. So we have some powerful set up this evening. You guys, heard, she called in last week, and she said, she, admitted, straightforward that she doesn't know the Lord as well as she should. Prophet Dupree, is there any words of encouragement or any questions you might have for her?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. Yes, I do.
Hello,
Well, Shelly, as I hear you, the Lord is saying a few things here. First of all, that you've been set apart for years, and that's why for some reason you can't click with everybody or click with everything. You've been called out to be a leader. He's setting you apart to himself. And, the thing is, even though you may not know him the way you probably ought to, but you know what? Guess what?
Right.
I can change right now. The only thing you have to do is shift in your position, reposition yourself spiritually, and understand this. It's not a thing of, okay, well, I know I need to pray, it's good, but understand the more you pray, the closer you get to him. The more you get to read his word, the more you understand him. The more you would know about him. And it's just like you've been in a relationship with a guy. The more you get to know him, the more you begin to find, you got so much in common. Well, guess what? He made you in his likeness and his image. There's so much more to you than meets the eye. There's so much more in you that needs to come out. There's so much more in you that has to touch this world that you're living in. But the only way you can experience this, the only way you can begin to walk in your purpose, you have to be connected. It's like a power source. I can have a lamp in my hand, but that lamp doesn't mean no good unless it's connected. And then the purpose that it was made for, now it can be used. And this is you right now. God has an awesome plan for you. He has awesome things set aside for you to do. And I can probably just say that to anybody, but yours, but trust me. You've already seen the glimpse of some things that God want to do. And God said, I'm showing you this now that you're not even connected like the way you probably should be. But if you really get connected into me, if you really hook up, if you really get hooked up to the source, you're going to see some awesome things happen. God is going to, so people right now are waiting and watching you. And right now, because of your yes to God, could be a lot more responsive for other yeses for other people that's watching you right now. It's like you're the life of the party, because once you get connected, once you do what needs to be done, these people are going to say, well, dog, if Shelly do it, man, I know my girl. I know she good, man. So if she do it, I know it must be something in that thing that was going to be worth doing. It's going to be good. See, they're watching you. God has placed you in a position to be a spotlight for a lot of people. It's not so much just you, but the God in you that needs to shine. See what I'm saying? God has placed you in a position for to be an example for a lot of your people, especially women, young women, but as well as too some guys are watching for their own different reasons. But at the same time, because you let your light shine, they're gonna see you the real deal. I'm telling you, trust me.
Yeah.
God has a place for you.
Praise God. I have some things going on in my life right now, and I need God right now, and just some things going on with me.
Amen, amen. I thank you so much, Prophet Dupree, for encouraging her. And it's Shelly, right? I want to tell you this. I thank God for your transparency. I truly thank God for you calling in and saying what you said. Just want to give you Romans in chapter 8. I explained a little bit of this to you last week. We definitely want to apologize again to you for what happened, you know, on the call with you. When you came in after all that time, the person didn't have a time for you. And I want you to know that for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is Romans in chapter 8. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all these things? Who shall lay anything to charge him against God's elect? It is God that justifies. So I just want you to know that God called you. Like I was telling you the other week, you know, God called you here. You may not know exactly how you were led or what was that you, but
Yes,
the Lord led you to call in and do what you did. But understand this. I'm thankful last week because what the devil means for bad, the Lord can turn it around for good. How many of you know that God can turn our mess into a message? See, you're going to have many people that come and then in the name of Jesus, who mean you not, they do not mean you well. They're going to be wolves in sheep clothing. So you are very precious. You are very impressionable right now. You are seeking. And so the devil needs to lead you away because he don't want you to figure out his secret, that he has absolutely no power whatsoever to do anything to you, only tell you what he can do to fear you into harming yourself. So you're going to have many people, whether they're in the ministry or not, they're going to come to you and they're going to act like they care, but really off of personal gain. That's going to happen, but that's what you're going to have to go through. You see what I'm saying? Don't give up and don't keep seeking, because like I was telling you last week, to know the attributes of God, to know that God is long-suffering, he's caring, he's kind. The God who says, seek and you shall find, the author and finisher of your faith will never leave you or turn you away. So you will know. The Lord says, know them by their fruits. Don't go by just what they say. So when people come and they never have time for you, never want to be there for you, you look and say, okay, well, is this person really of God? Is they really there for me? So I'm thanking God. This may sound kind of crazy, but I'm thanking God that you actually had to go through that last week so it could be an example for you and many other people like you and even me who sometimes, should I say this? I'm kind of ashamed. Will they really receive it? For you pressing your way forward, the Lord blessed you in abundance with people that actually care. You had to go through that bad seed to get to the good one. Yeah. So just count that all joy and understand
Amen.
That. Thank God for you, my sister. I thank God
Amen.
For you.
Amen. If I ever sick, I just need to add one little thing left into that. The Lord also showed me when I see you, I see David. And every David has a Saul. Some people may not, you know, even though David loved Saul, but Saul has problems, issues against about David, and he tried to kill him. But understand this: even though you have a Saul in your life, don't worry, it's not gonna break. It's not gonna be until your death, but it's gonna be until your life. And just as you continue to press on, do like David. David still did what was right, even though he had a chance to take Saul out. He didn't because of the anointing. He respected God's anointing, even though they were out of whack. But don't worry, you do what's right before God, and God will elevate you quickly. Through your obedience is where you're going to see your blessing. And also, too, there's a radical praise in your mouth, too. Release that praise. Forget about who you are. Release that praise.
Okay.
And give him, praise him like how David would be. David praised people, thought he was crazy. Like, that's, a king should not be acting such a way. This and such. But you know what? He was blessed. And the one who was hating on him was barren because of her hateness against David. So don't worry about other people. What God has for you is for you, and what God is going to do for you, they can't do anything about it. That's why he said in Psalm 23, about he laid there a table, you know, he's going to basically lay out a table before you, before your enemies, and there's nothing that he can do. They can do it. They have to sit there and watch you be blessed. They can't do anything about it. They just have to sit there and take a sour pill and say, oh, I can't believe this. Why is she getting all the good stuff? You know, but they can't do anything about it because you've been chosen by God for this position and this opportunity. So you walk.
Well, I'm actually not looking for anything. I just want to be blessed. I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for nothing.
Well, that's fine. But you know, you don't have to be looking for anything. Guess what? God also put the desires in our heart for certain things. You may not even be looking for it, but you know that's not going to stop God from blessing you. God knows what's best for you. He knows what He wants to give you. So you don't have to. It's nothing you're looking for. Nothing you're trying. David just wanted to be a loyal servant. David was asking to be king,
right?
But he was chosen, and that was the difference. He was chosen, and he was sent to be a king. So even with you, you ain't asking God for nothing. You just want to be loving, just do what you got to do.
No, I'm not asking him for anything.
But praise God. But guess what? God got a whole world for you just because you didn't ask. But anyway, praise God.
Yeah, praise God. And also, sis, I want to add this before I'm going. That's another thing that's very important, and this will help you as well. Start asking God for the things you need, because when you ask, He'll receive. So if you need more faith, any guidance, any blessing that you need, you know, whatever that blessing is, you have to ask, because He's looking for our humbleness and our humility. And you know something? Everything you ask God for is not everybody's business. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
You don't ask everybody either. You know, people are going to come and be like, well, you got to confess to me. No. The Lord is already in His secret closet waiting for you. He already knows what you need and what you're going to ask. He's just looking for the obedience, and understand that it's going to be many people that's going to talk against you. It probably was people saying, I can't believe she came on a call with millions of people and say she don't know God. But guess what?
I'm just keeping it real with everybody. That's who I am. I'm just keeping it real.
And you know why? Guess what? You went further than they did. You went further than they did, and God looked at that. You know, you were testifying for Him, even while you coming to say, I want to know of Him. So the Lord blessed you just for that. So I thank God for you. I wish more people would be just like how you are, know that, believe that you could find Him just by opening up. So I thank God for you, sis. I thank God for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Father,
can you hear me? We need your love today. I know that you are listening. You hear me.
Your victory we will gain. Father, you know we mean.
and that was Father, Can You Hear Me? From Diary of a Mad Black Woman soundtrack. When I actually heard that song earlier, Shelby, I thought of you. You know, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it's a very, very good movie, and the soundtrack is amazing. And, you know, you just mentioned, you know, you don't ask God for anything, you know, and sometimes, I mean, to me, you don't have to ask him for anything, but the fact that he's waking you up every morning, he's blessing you with rest, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and not asking for anything, just giving yourself to him is, in my heart, you know, what we all need to do. You know, we have to always give praise, honor, glory, give it all to him, because without him, we wouldn't even be in existence. You know, and having such a powerful person who died for our sins, you know, that's an amazing feeling. And, you know, we live and learn, and, you know, at the same time, we try and practice, because we know what we preach and we do different things. But at the same time, just if you could find it in your heart, I had forwarded some information over. Just, you know, think about it. You know, you should be getting set soon, you know, and just, you know, just think about it and, you know, just hear what Prophet Martha Dupree is saying, what Minister Sanders is saying. You know, we had Martha's testimony earlier, you know, and she's very young, very gifted, very talented, and she's powerful, you know. So after the show, I'm going to put the archives on your wall so you can just listen to, you know, bits and pieces of her testimony as well. But, we are thankful, you know, we're thankful that you, you know, took the time to call in and, you know, that you pressed that one button on Sunday, you know. That means a lot to us. We're going to go to a caller real fast, and then we're just going to continue talking, and then we'll play another song, okay? Welcome to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Yeah.
Daniel, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're.
Welcome to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're here with co-host Minister Sanders and Prophet Marcus Dupree. Would you like to tell the listeners what you're thankful for or give a testimony?
No, I'm just thankful for everything. Thankful for God waking me up and blessing me to see a new day and just thankful for all his goodness and thankful for everything.
Amen.
All the changes he's made in my life and those things that he's going to do. So I'm just very excited and grateful and blessed. And just thankful for what he's brought me from. And just...
Amen. Praise God. Do you have any words of encouragement for the caller, Elder?
Well, yes, I do. I just want to say that, you know, no matter what, you know, no matter what we go through in life, God is always there. And, you know, he's always, you know, the Bible says he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we have to trust God, you know, even when we can't trace him. And, and we have to trust God no matter what the circumstances are. And even when you trust, and, you know, even sometimes you don't understand why things are the way they are in your life. Just know that God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and everything that God, you know, allows us to go through is for a reason. And, you know, nothing happens by accident or happenstance or by chance or by choice. It's a God-designed moment. And every one of us on the face of this earth, we live in a God-designed moment. And so this moment that we're in now was designed to make us better. It was designed to teach us things. And God is teaching us things right now. And a lot of times we don't like what he's teaching us, but he's teaching us something for a reason. And, you know, and so we have to be mindful of that. So, you know, just know that whatever that you're going through, God is always... He's always right smack dab in the middle of it, and he won't put more on you than you can bear. And
right.
If God brought you through it, he'll definitely bring you through it. And it don't matter what kind of hell or high water you've been in, God is able to bring you out, because God knows everything. He sees all things, and God will never, God will always bring us to a place, where we need to be. And anytime that you're going through something, that's a sign that God is shifting you to something greater. And whenever he shifts you to something greater, get ready for another devil. Because the more levels you go up, the more attacks you're going to see. If you're thinking about going to the next level in God, but you ain't planning on seeing the devil, I feel for you. So just know the devil's going to meet you where you are. But even though he might meet you where you are, God is bigger and he's better than that. But we just got to learn to trust God and stand on his word, because I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by what it looks like, because I know God cares, and he sees all things, and he knows all things. So I just put it in God's hands. So whoever's going through something, I just want to encourage them to tell them to put it in God's hands. And, you know, stop trying to work it out and stop trying to figure it out, because God has already done that for you. So, you know, just let him do what he needs to do and just trust God.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to give some encouraging scripture. I'm big on the scriptures, you guys. I'm one who always gives the word to suffice us so we can be covered under the Lord's power. In Romans in chapter 8, one of my favorite books, as the man of God just read, "For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Listen to this for all of you who are going through. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be we that suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." So understand that you're going to have to go through things as the Lord Jesus went through things. You have to constantly study and show yourself approved. That way the Lord can justify you. He has to be able to justify you. So you can come down in Romans in chapter 8 and be persuaded in verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." To be able to use those words, you got to go through some things. You can't be more than a conqueror unless you go through and show that that couldn't happen to you. So just for those who are going through, this is about what the man of God just said. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are there any other words of encouragement that anyone would like to give to all the callers that are listening, and all the callers that called in, and all the listeners as well, before we close?
Can I say something?
Well, go ahead.
Is that Martha?
You can go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Shelley.
Well, what I said earlier today is that I don't ask God for anything. I don't, because every day when I wake up, I think that I'm blessed. But I have to rephrase that, because I do ask God every night to make sure my family's okay. I'm blessed to have my mother and father, my sister, my brother, my kids, everybody's healthy. So I have to rephrase that I did ask for something. But those are the only things that I've asked for. I don't ask for material things. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for none of that. But, however, that he has blessed me with my family, and I think that inside of me, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm blessed with my family. And I'm thinking inside, that's all I need is them.
And man, I'll say this right quick to you, Shelley, and I understand
that. When I say all that I need is them, of course I need God in my life too, but that's the only thing that I ask, is that bless my family. I don't ask for anything else from him. I think everything else is, you know, I just don't do that. I just don't.
Yes, and the thing I want to get into the spirit to callers as well, and also to you, Shelley, that's a good thing you have to start doing, because you have to ask him for everything, whether it's money, whether it's anything. When you seek him, it's good to ask. Even though he already knows that you need it, he wants your obedience in asking, you know. So it's definitely, we have to ask. Marcus, I believe it's in Mark. If you know the direct scripture, I'm trying to find it. Asking, you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. See,
mm-hmm.
He's commanding us that we must ask him. So that's the thing to get into as well, to asking the Lord. But again, like I said, everything that's between you and God is not for everyone else to know. You see what I'm saying? So you know, when you ask him, and that's one thing, you can ask him in private. He's already waiting there to bless you. You know, asking for your family to be blessed, that's a wonderful thing. Also, everything you need, whatever you need, you have to be able to ask God for it. Even though he's looking at your heart, he's also looking at our obedience, and a part of our work is asking him for everything, so seeking him for everything. So we definitely have to ask him for everything that we need, no matter what that is, for him to bless us for.
So you're saying I should ask for everything? Like I said, I'm blessed just to even wake up every day and have my son, my daughter, my family. I'm thinking in my heart that that's enough for God to even give me anything else.
That's right.
It's extra. That's extra. That's how I feel. And like I told you guys earlier and last week, I don't know the Lord like that, but that's what I think, that, you know, just I like to have my family and everybody's okay, so I don't ask for anything else. I don't think there's anything else that I need to ask for.
I understand. Yeah, everything that we ask for, yeah, we got to ask. And I understand that, sis. And whenever the Lord put it on your heart, whatever you need to ask him for, whether it's to keep striving and, you know, your family being safe, that's a wonderful thing. I'm just saying, for anything that you need to ask God for, the Lord is telling us, he's commanding us that we must ask him. So whatever that is, and whatever you feel is enough, you know, that's fine, because you know that. You see what I mean? I can't dictate to you and tell you what to ask God for and what not to. If that's what you're comfortable with, I have to say, hey, I love you too and agree with you, you know? So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I'm just saying, maybe, like I said, I don't know the Lord like that. Maybe I should ask for more. I don't know. I just ask for simple things, like
just so
my family, I love everybody. That's what I ask him for. That's all I ask him for. I don't ask for material things. I'm not a materialistic person. All the other stuff doesn't matter to me. I just
Amen.
Ask him to make sure my family
Amen.
Okay. That's all I've ever asked him for. That's, to this day, that's all I've ever asked him for. That's it.
That's right.
Amen. Ask him for more of him. And all those things will be added to you. So that's good. I like that, Shelley. You just ask him to keep revealing himself to you and cover your family. You're right. And everything else you need to be added. So I like that. I love that.
To me, personally, the other stuff is obsolete to me.
Mm-hmm.
The cars, the money, the houses, that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, if I was to hit the lottery or whatever, that doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I'm not happy about that. I'm just saying that's how I feel. I'm pouring my heart out right now. That's how I feel. All the other stuff doesn't mean anything. That stuff, you come and go. It comes and goes to me.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I love your diligence and the love of the world. We'll lose the world, so that's good. Don't lay up your treasures in the world. That's a wonderful thing. You're ahead of a lot of people already. So I thank God for you. Because I tell you what, I would be happy
Amen.
If I wasn't going to lie. But
I'm just saying, that's how I feel. I felt like that for a long time. Like, none of the other stuff is obsolete to me, but that's just how I feel. Others may think differently, but that's just how I feel. That all the other stuff is obsolete to me. It really is. It really, really, really is.
Amen. Praise God. I believe we're about out of coming to the close at the end of the night. Lavina,
I have a question for you guys, For any of the listeners who are listening, even though, you know, Shelley said that she doesn't know the Lord the way, you know, that she feels that she should, for anyone else, and she, you know, we understand that she, you know, that she only asked God to, you know, pretty much just take care of her family, and, you know, that she's waking up every morning. But for the other scholars and other listeners who are listening into the show, the question that I have for you guys is, would you tell them that, or what advice would you give them as far as your life is already set for you. God has it already made set, already set. It's already written. It's already made in stone. You know, and our job is to, you know, pretty much live Christ's life and do, you know, what we need to do. You don't want to do a day-to-day basis. Would you tell them that when you pray and or when you sit and when you meditate and ask how, would you actually tell them that we should ask for, you know, everything? He's not going to give you more than you can handle anyway. But proper, I don't want to say proper, but the way to pray and the way to sit and meditate, I know we all do, you know, as we want to do. But what would you do, Minister Sanders and Prophet Marcus Dupree, what would you tell someone as far as, you know, holding the game, you know, such powerful leaders? Would you explain to them that when you do ask someone to, in your private time, and you ask God, would you tell them that, okay, you should ask for everything, whether you need it or not, because He already knows what you need, and He's going to supply what you need, based on what you want?
Hi, Lavina. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to take this first. First of all, how to pray, I'm glad you asked that question. To pray to the Lord, first of all, you have to first believe in the Lord. Believe that He can bless you with what you're praying for. Believe that God is real and believe that God can do what you're about to ask Him, because that's the first thing to ask. Because if you don't do that, then there's no need to pray. It's like the prayer of the unrighteous is not going to go anywhere. It's a waste of breath. So first, when you believe that the Lord can do exactly what you're about to ask Him, your prayer is just your conversation with God the Father. The reason it's called a prayer because you have to pray to Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name. You're not praying to Jesus Christ. You're praying in the name of Jesus. You're using His name.
Amen.
To pray to God the Father. So whatever it is you want to ask Him for, there is no specific way. You know, to keep the Lord respectful, you're not going to come to God with your cuss words and whatever. You're going to be on your very best of behavior with the Lord. Ask Him for whatever you need, whatever you feel that's good for you. You ask God, Lord, this is what I need. Lord, this is what I want. Lord, thank You for allowing me to come. And, Lord, if this is something I'm not supposed to have, Lord, please show me. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Reveal what's good and what's not good. But who you're praying to is God the Father. However you pray, like how we're talking on this phone, how Shelly came and she was talking, that's how you talk to God. You don't dress it up, because if she go and try to sound like me or if I go and try to sound like her, that's not real. And the one thing my God and Father, my Lord and Savior, hates is fakeness. He don't like that. He don't like being fake, so come to Him and ask Him.
That's all I'm doing.
Exactly, and God loves that. I'll tell you, the Lord truly loves you for that. Being real with Him, caring for Him. So just be real. However you talk to you, the prayer is your conversation with the Lord. You're not going to pray how somebody else pray, because you're not them. So that's how you pray. And don't use and don't have to say the same thing over and over to the Lord, because He already knows what you need before you ask Him. Talk to Him,
that's right.
And don't talk to impress somebody else. You're talking to God, because this is your conversation. This is your personal moment with the Lord. No matter who's around, whether it's one or a million, it be the same exact way, and that's how you pray. That's how you talk.
That's right.
Go ahead and pick that up, and I know it's about time to go off. Are you going to pick that up, Prophet Marcus? Prophet Marcus?
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Martha.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sometimes it's like I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it in an example. Like, I ask someone, it's like when you ask someone for something, except when you're like, man, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I ask God for patience. Sometimes it depends what you ask God for, because we might be like, oh, God, when are You going to send this to me? Like, I asked, when is my brother going to get out of the hospital? And I was physically, like, emotionally and crazy enough to go in that hospital and say, when are you coming out? But I'm really supposed to be asking God about that. And in order for you in order for that to happen, you have to believe, because the Bible says, as it shall be given, believe and it shall receive. But you should already know that God is going to do it, because just like you're sick, you be asking God, oh, I'm sick, can you hear me? Well, the Bible already says, by his stripes I am healed. So you should already know you are already healed.
Yeah,
so,
we definitely start. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Martha. We have to get some things out. But I think that's right. You have to believe. You definitely have to believe, and the Lord can bless you. We're going to go ahead and let Prophet Marcus respond. Didn't mean to interrupt you. We're just kind of coming to the end. Go ahead and let Prophet Marcus respond. He's our guest caller. Get him out and announce what he has going, and so we can close out.
Hey, man, I would just definitely go to Matthew chapter 6, where it talks about when thou prayest, you know, how you should pray. You see, that Father, our Father prayer, that prayer is a good structured prayer. Just kind of give you an example of, you know, we don't just want to, so you don't just want someone just to come to you just straight up just ask you for something. You know,
right.
you always, it's always good to open your time up with the Lord with some praise and worship. Just exalt him. Tell him how good he is to you. You know, and really mean it. See, the Lord wants, like you were saying, about he wants an open heart. He wants you to be real. And see, the same way we talk to one another is the same way he wants you to talk to him. And it's no, you know, not really so much a special way of praying, but just be real. Just open up yourself to the Lord. When you allow yourself to be open to him, then he can open himself up to you. So when you pray, that's a level of intimacy. And when you have intimacy, you allowing the other person or allowing God to see into you. And that's what you want to do. You want to open up your heart that God can see you, not you being transparent to God. You're not holding anything back. You just be open and real to God. And that way it's easy for God to work with you and, you know, really allow, you know, to really express himself to you when you're not trying to hold back. You're trying to say all the right things, but then you're not really saying what's in your heart. See, that's what God don't want. Now your prayer is ineffective now because you're just saying what sounds good. You're vain repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a format. It's become religious, but it's not even real. And see, that's what he wants.
Amen.
He wants realness. He, when you come to him, it's spirit and truth. That's what he wants, spirit and truth. He wants your truth. He wants your true heart to show and express that. And so that's why on different levels, that's why when it comes to like some different spiritual generals, they'll tell you straight up. They have a special way to talk to God that they feel comfortable with. And that's why when, you know, how you talk to God and you're comfortable with talking to him, that's what works for you. See, talk to God in that way, the way you may talk to him. You know, that works for you, but it may not quite work for me. So that's why it's a personal relationship. Each and every person has a different way how they approach God in the sense of, but it's all still in admiration, adoration, and respect, because you still got to respect the Father. But at the same time, y'all have a different way of y'all communicate, the way y'all talk. And prayer is a two-way. It's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. It's not just one way. When you're supposed to also talk to God, also take time to listen. Because sometimes we're quick to talk, God, this is, this, we want this, we want that. But then we don't get the feedback and hear God say, well, I would, but you're not ready for that, or whatever situation is. I would do that, but I got this head in mind for you is even better. And, you know, you don't give God a chance to communicate back to you. And see, that's why we go, God don't speak to me. Well, did you give him a chance to speak to you? Did you wait an extra 10 minutes in prayer after you poured your heart out to him to let him pour his heart back out to you? See, this is what it's about, a real, true intimacy. That's why I like to say, let's go beyond the dating Jesus. Let's go beyond, you know, you come spend time with Jesus every now and then. Let's go to a union. Let's go to a oneness with God. Speak to him daily. Listen to him daily. Sometimes when you come to pray, just listen. Okay, God, I'm here. What you want to speak to me about? Well, what do you want to share with me? Let him pour into you. And you'd be surprised how much you learn just by being quiet sometimes before his presence. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Marcus Dupree. And thank you all callers for calling in. Prophet Marcus, let us know what you have going on, anything you have going on that you want to invite us to. Tell us about your ministry.
Amen. Like I said, I'm a pastor of Eagles Wings International Ministries in Richmond, South Carolina, of course. You know, and we... you have church there and everything. And then we also, too, on Facebook and also conference call line, we have a training session, Eagles Wings International Ministries Leadership Training on Thursday nights from 9 to 10 o'clock. It usually do you about an hour, may run over a little bit. But, you know, God has told me this. He said that I don't want you to be like other leaders who may say, I'm trying to hold on to this and that. It's like giving. I'm going to give this information to you. I want you to continue to give it out. You know, teach my people, let them know, share your experiences in leadership so with others so they can grow thereby. So you can call, feel free to call into the line. It's 1-218-862-6789. And, of course, it's the leadership training, and the code is 448073. And just feel free. You don't have to. I'm not asking you to be a member or anything. It just whoever you feel you call to leadership, call in and let the Lord pour into you and minister to your heart on that level. And on Friday nights we have the Midnight Beatdown, and this is the time we come together. We pray. We ask you to come together. Let's intercede together. Let's have fervent prayer together, and let's storm the gates of hell. You know, just because you know we've had people who gotten healed on the line. One woman came on the line with arthritis in both her ankles. She didn't even ask for prayer. But the power of God began to move in such a way that her ankles began to get off, catch on a different kind of fire, but it burned the arthritis up, and she was able, she stood up. The Lord said, told her to stood up. Well, she not only stood up, but she ran around the house, and wish she couldn't do that before she got on the call. So God is moving. And so we want results from God. We want his presence. We want his glory. We want him to move in a special way. Every time we come before God, it should be an awesome experience with him. It should just never just be a dry prayer talk. No, God. No, let it be an experience with God. But you got to come to God hungry. You got to come to God empty in order for him to fill you with his presence. But glory to God. That's what we have going on. That Friday night beat down number is the same as the other number. It's 1-218-862-6789. The code is 448073. Please feel welcome to call into the leadership training. Like I said, there's no obligation there, no price. Just come on, just call, come in, and let's experience God together. Let's learn about how we're supposed to lead the people of God. See, as leaders, God has called us to stand out and go forward and to lead the people into a place. You know, we need to understand there's certain things we need to do as leaders and certain things that's dangerous for us to do or we shouldn't do. Amen. So let's let God pour into us and feel free to come onto the line. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Marcus. Also, our minister, Teresa Sanders, have Revelation of God's Restoration Ministries. And we have a group here on via Facebook called Revelation of God's Restoration Ministry Group, where we can share photos with each other. We talk, we post different questions, and just fellowship together. Also, Revelation of God's Restoration Ministry provides one-on-one and group Bible studies to all. Visit hospitals, homeless shelters, nursing homes, personal homes. We go on street corners, and we need the help of you all. We're asking for new and used Bibles, pencils, paper. We really would love to provide a toll-free number for those less fortunate to still be able to attend the phone conferences. Whatever the Lord places upon your heart to donate with a smile, we would greatly appreciate that. If you opt to send a check or a money order, make it payable to Revelation of God's Restoration Ministries. You can send the donations to P.O. Box 2683, Lancaster, South Carolina, 29781. P.O. Box 2683, Lancaster, South Carolina, Lancaster, South Carolina, 29721. Send the donated learning materials to this address as well. And it doesn't matter if it's used or not. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, I may be reached at 803-288-3559, 803-288-3559. If you'd like to receive mobile alerts for conference updates, inspirational messages, and text, you may text from your cell phone to that number. We have phone conferences Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Fridays is the same time as Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Try saying that three times fast. Okay, well, I pray you all support us and keep calling in to Spiritual Sundays and GQ Palace, which is wonderful. I'm sorry.
Virtuous woman.
Yes, I'm good. What did you say?
Virtuous Women Conference coming up.
Yes, Virtuous. Thank you. So, oh, my God, thanks, my brother. We have the Virtuous Women Conference is coming up. You definitely want to be involved this Wednesday night. Wednesday, November the 7th, Selena Dupree, which is Prophet Marcus Dupree's wife, his love, my friend. Yes, indeed. She is going to be the first Virtuous Woman to speak. And these conferences are great. Shelley, definitely, I would love for you to call in. I'm going to make sure I post the number. It's going to be very empowering. We're going to go on a journey with the Lord. We had the Kingdom King conferences that took off and were very amazing. And so we're doing the Virtuous Women conferences. And so each Wednesday this month, you're going to hear from a different Virtuous Woman. When the fourth Virtuous Woman has spoken in the week, we're going to have a mega Virtuous Woman conference with all four ladies that are going to be speaking. And that's going to be Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time. The conference number is 712-432-3100, 712-432-3100, access code 566-728. Amen, and thank you all so much for your love and support fellowshipping with us. All right, Melina, I'm done.
Before we go, we actually have a caller that we're going to bring on real fast, and then we're going to close the show, okay?
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Arthur L. Weathersby.
Oh, my God!
I had a desire. I had a great desire to be here. Someone called me right before from ministering, and, oh, my God, well, you know, it was neat for me to do what I had to do. But as soon as I hung up from them, I said, I'm going to call and see if I can't just get on.
Man.
I would have loved to have been there.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We do thank you for calling in, though. And actually, everyone gave their announcements and everything. We were about to close the show. But then, of course, we took a caller. <with happening.
laughs> Praise God.
What happened to you? So if anyone else has anything else to say, they can just go ahead, and then we're going to close the show. We have, like, 5 minutes left.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity tonight to come and enjoy myself. Just praise God for the experience, and do look forward to coming back sometime again. And I just pray that, you know, all the questions that was asked, that the answer was sufficient for what you needed tonight.
Amen.
I just praise God for what he's about to do. Amen. And a lot of you who call in, just know that the Lord is preparing you for greatness. Greatness is in you, and it has to come out. And a lot of times the process is hard. You're like, diamonds in the rough, but you got to go through the rough in order for you to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that, you know, the greatness is in you is going to come out. So just be encouraged, and thank you, Ms. Levita, for just even allowing me to come in. And may God continue to do some awesome things in your life. And I know that you're about to go through a season now. It may seem kind of awkward and crazy, but you know what? You stand strong, sister, and let God do what he's going to do. Because when you come out, you're going to shine. And those who doubted,
okay.
He wasn't there. So you understand, God is sending you up for display. He put you on display. There's nothing that man can do about it.
Come on,
amen.
Sir. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank everyone for calling in this evening. I want to thank, of course, the special guests and our co-host as well, Minister Sanders. Just want to thank you guys, you know, once again for joining us, and hopefully you guys will tune in next week as well. Minister Sanders, you know you're here next week, 7 o'clock. for everyone else, please tune in next week to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday starting at 7 p.m. And it's always an honor speaking with all of you, and have a blessed and safe week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
Man,
I bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you.